With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Those awaiting the final Superfund cleanup deal or consent decree for the Butte Hill and urban Silver Bow Creek corridor are going to have to wait a little longer, Nora Sachs reports.
On Monday, the Environmental Protection Agency announced that the parties negotiating the legally binding cleanup agreement, which include EPA, the state, the county, and Atlantic Richfield, have agreed to a second 30-day extension to finish hammering out the details. EPA says the parties are making progress, but the agency needs more time to respond to public comments on proposed changes to the cleanup plan. Those changes are the backbone of the deal to assign final financial responsibility for the cleanup. The extension also gives a local advocacy group more time to study whether their vision of a free-flowing Upper Silver Bow Creek is compatible with the new cleanup plan on the table. The Superfund parties now have until October 11th to finalize the agreement, and it will take several more weeks to get it signed and lodged in U.S. District Court. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
Montana is considering setting statewide regulations covering the disposal of radioactive oil field waste. Currently, rules are addressed on a case-by-case basis when landfills are licensed. The Billings Gazette reports the proposal by the Department of Environmental Quality would apply to naturally occurring radioactive material. The radioactive material is released during fracking for oil and gas. It accumulates in filters used to strain liquids during oil production or in sludge. The proposed rules would increase the amount of radiation allowed per load brought to a landfill. They're meant to discourage illegal dumping. Glacier National Park's new proposed management plan for the Going to the Sun Road calls for increased shuttle bus service, bike access, and a new 100-car parking lot. The plan was released Friday, and as MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports, its sole focus is reducing congestion as park visitation grows.
Glacier National Park spokesperson Lauren Alley says park visitation has been growing by leaps and bounds over the past 5 years, but a good portion of that growth came between 2015 and 2017.
We saw a 1 million person increase between 2015 and 2017.
That's a 40% jump, and in order to deal with that growth, the National Park Service wants to increase shuttle service and bike access to developed areas by attaching bike trailers to those shuttles. It even calls for converting some camping areas to parking during peak season.
So thinking about how people find a parking spot, what people's experience is like on the road, what people's experience is like on some of our more busy trails, all of those things are in the plan.
Maybe the largest feature in the proposed plan is a 100-car parking lot that would be developed in an open field currently off an access road near West Glacier. Public comments on the plan are due by October 6th, and the Park Service will hold a public meeting at the Flathead Valley Community College on September 17th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.
Montana wildlife officials are offering a $1,000 reward for information in the shooting of possibly dozens of pelicans along the Bighorn River. State game wardens have reported retrieving about a dozen dead pelicans along a stretch of the river downstream of Yellowtail Dam. The river in that area is popular among fly fishers. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesman Robert Gibson says the birds are being killed with a shotgun. Pelicans are protected under a federal law as migratory birds. Montana is joining attorneys general from around the country in an investigation into Google's wide-ranging dominance in online markets and advertising. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Mark Mattioli, the chief of Montana's Office of Consumer Protection, says Google is so big and powerful the company has state officials concerned it is shutting down competition.
We have been contacted by businesses that have complained about Google. Innovative businesses, that particularly small businesses, feel like they're being pushed out of the internet because Google's dominance is so significant.
The 50-state investigation is led by Texas. Mattioli says Montana will play an assisting role determined by other states leading the effort. There has not yet been a multi-state call to figure out how the 50 states will work together in the investigation.
The problem that Google poses for the whole country isn't any different than what it poses for Montana. We are suffering the same concerns. We used to think that the internet was open and transparent and free and competitive. And the purpose of this investigation is to make sure that that is the case.
Plans to probe the tech giant for potential antitrust violations was first reported by the Washington Post last week. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox announced Monday he was joining the investigation. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana wildlife officials are investigating what's being described as a significant fish kill along the banks of the Upper Clark Fork River. Edward O'Brien reports.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks fisheries biologist Nathan Cook fielded a report this weekend of several dead fish downstream of Warm Springs and upstream of Galen.
It took a little bit of looking, but within the first 100 yards, we found some dead whitefish, and then we started to see some dead trout and a dead sucker. You know, those are the three most common species that we find up in that part of the river, so it was alarming.
Cook uses the word significant to describe the fish kill.
Any fish kill where we observe more than just a couple, I would call significant because it's likely a big part of the population because, like I said, there just weren't many to begin with.
Cook saw some 32 dead fish in various states of decay along the riverbanks between Galen Road and Perkins Lane, an area still contaminated with high levels of pollution left over from decades of old mining operations.
I suspect we only saw a fraction of the fish that were originally killed by whatever event got them.
That's because birds were feasting on the carcass. Cook suspects many other dead and dying fish sunk or were swept downstream. There's no definitive explanation yet, but he has a working theory.
Starting about Friday, this part of the world has gotten a lot of rain. Those fish kills that have happened in the past, a lot of times they were shortly after big rain events. Rain starts to run overland, and it'll pick up a lot of the metals from those contaminated areas that we call slickens. Those metals can get into the river.
Slickens are pieces of ground in the Upper Clark Fork watershed devoid of life due to heavy metal contamination dating back to an early 20th century flood that washed mine waste off of the Butte Hill and downriver all the way to Missoula. Cook says there hasn't been a significant fish kill on that part of the Upper Clark Fork since the late 80s or early 90s. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.